broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is episode 34, and my 34, it's 44. My name is Colleen.
Oh no, are we already so old that we're lying about our age?
Yes, I was just
that's what's happening. Are we lying about our age? We're better than that,
apparently.
Oh.
Hello, ladies.
World.
Oh my god, so much has happened since we last spoke. The Leftovers ended, and Wonder Woman came out, and it was amazing, and I got a, I don't know, just so many awesome things happened, and hello, welcome, woohoo!
Welcome. Oh, I am Amanda.
And I'm Shandy!
Hooray!
We're back!
We don't remember how we're supposed to do our intro. It's just, yeah. Okay,
hey,
ladies.
Siri, how do I do my intro?
Oh, that reminds me. I got a new phone. That will be for later. Actually, it's not very interesting. I did want to say, though, so Colleen, you mentioned this is our 44th show. I'm not sure how I feel about the fact that our one-year anniversary show will be our 45th show.
Well,
why? Why? Why is that weird?
45. It's just not the best number these days.
How about we call it 40 fantastic?
No, we're taking it back. We're not going to let one person ruin
it. We're taking it back.
Reclaiming the 4-5.
Yeah.
I love it, actually.
Okay.
That's great.
That's right.
Great.
Taking it
all
back.
All right. We're taking it back.
All right. Yeah. So as Shandy said, we are doing a live show next week, Wednesday, June 14th. Which would be the one-year anniversary of the day we recorded our first episode. That will be 9 p.m. Eastern time, and there will be links and stuff that go out on the internets that will bring you to our party. So you better come and party. Woohoo!
Yay!
This is the last
Oh, it's also Flag Day. I think Amanda mentioned this last time we talked about it, but I was just about to put it in my calendar.
And it says Flag Day.
This is Flag Day. Yeah. There's already like the little dot there. I was like, oh, did I already put it in? There's something special going on. Oh, it's
right.
Flag Day.
It's Flag Day. Go. So maybe the theme should be red, white, and blue.
Ooh, I like it. And I ordered the best tank top ever for that, which was supposed to be here probably like a week ago. I need to figure that out. If it comes in the mail before next week, I will wear it.
Woohoo!
And I don't want to give anything away, but it's pretty fucking awesome.
All nice. Right. Oh my god, I'm super excited to
yes,
see what
seriously.
It is. Is it like strategically placed stars or something?
No,
it's even better.
Hints.
It's even better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Awesome.
I need to write to them and be like, where the hell is this? Come on, the tracking number is not. Please don't tell me that this is actually a scam site.
Oh, speaking of scams, I have a story about that. I wasn't even going to lead with this, but it kind of transitions. So Jay and I were supposed to go see Paul Simon last night.
Oh, right.
I was keeping an eye on tickets, and then it was lawn seats. So I was like, I'm sure they'll still be available. Well, they sold out over the weekend. So I was, you know, emailing people on Craigslist and StubHub and, you know, going on all the sites to try to find something. And this lady emailed me and was like, I have two lawn seats, you know, I'll sell them at you know, cost plus the fees or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, that's fair. And like, I Googled her and there was somebody in the area with that name. And I looked up the way that she said she was going to transfer the tickets and, you know, you could transfer the tickets that way. And you know, she was like, can you pay me with Google Wallet? And I was like, well, I guess that's, you know, I was like, I can send it on PayPal or Venmo too, if you want. She was like, no, I prefer Google Wallet. And I was like, all right, well, you know, you can easily contest that if it ends up being a scam. So I did that and I paid her and then she like stopped talking to me. And well, she said her sister was her, she was the one that she was going with her sister and her sister was the one that was going to be sending me the Google Wallet invoice. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever, you know, cool. So I paid them, and then they emailed me like 2 hours later and was like, I can transfer the tickets as soon as you give me the money. And I was like, well, you know, you have to go and claim it. It's there. And the woman was like, well, my sister said that you didn't pay her. And I was like, well, I did. And I sent screen caps of it showing that the money had been claimed and, you know, had been taken from my Google Wallet account. And they just stopped talking. And then the last thing I heard from the woman's sister, because I CC'd her because I knew her email because she sent me the request.
Right.
And I was like, here's a screen cap. I just talked to someone from Google Wallet who says that the money has in fact been claimed, because she kept sending me more like requests for the money.
Right.
I was like, I'm not accepting these requests. I already sent you the money. Here it is. And she's like, can my husband call you? And I was like, sure, let him call me. So right. I gave him my work phone number and I never got a phone call. So I filed a dispute and then I went on Craigslist and I emailed or texted, however they preferred, every single person on the page that was, you know, wanted Paul Simon tickets. I emailed every single person that I had posted within the last 3 days. The same message was like, if this woman or, you know, if somebody contacts you asking for at cost for the tickets and she goes under the name Linda or Danny, it's a scam. Don't do it. If they want, you know, and they want to get paid, like, don't do it. And somebody actually emailed me back last night and was like, thanks, I ended up not taking their offer. So they were just and offering people. So, yeah, but I emailed every single person and I was like, nope, like, you've messed with the wrong person.
Good for you. For you to make the time to do that. I would have been like,
well, I mean, I copied and pasted every, you know, the same message. Right, right. But I was mad and I knew that I could get my money back really quickly because, you know, from the time that I filed a dispute and the time that I paid, what, like 4 hours had gone by, and I got my money back by the end, by before 5 o'clock. So like it wasn't anything, but I was like so mad. I was like, I did my due diligence. So I think what they did was, because they took, like, I think that they went through, like, the person, the name that they used was somebody on LinkedIn in this area. So I wonder if they were using the name of somebody they knew, or they,
like, a stolen identity thing, so they could,
yeah, but not even like a stolen, like, you know, Social Security stolen identity.
No, right, but like they're using like as a front.
Yeah, like names that can be verified in a Google search. You know, like if I had searched deeper for that person's Facebook page, like if I would have found, you know, a Facebook page for that same person. So anyway, and I suspected it, right? Like as soon as they sent the second one, it said it was claimed. I was like, oh, nope.
Yeah.
So
well, that sucks though.
I know.
Glad you got your money back.
Oh yeah. And I just led with like the most boring story. I could have talked about, you know, how I invited the wrong Asian kid to Zach's birthday party, embarrassingly, or started making. I didn't. I led with the scam story.
Well, that was like a PSA.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, it can happen to you.
It can.
So it's a jungle out there. You got to be paying attention.
You have to be paying attention. So, yeah, that happened. What's up with you guys?
Oh my goodness, so much. Shandy, you can go first. There's so many. Just go, yeah.
Okay, well, before we hit record, which actually it's saying off air on the Google thing.
Oh, because I didn't start it. That's okay. The other thing is,
well, so long as the actual record is happening.
Yeah, actually, let me stop and save that real quick in case we lose it.
Yeah, please do. We'll wait.
Hold on, everybody. And we're back. And saved. So if the power or something happens, the first 8 minutes of this show is safe.
Good. Awesome. That's gold. That's really some good stuff.
Yeah.
That people need to know about the ticket scam.
Actually, that's probably the most, you know, helpful PSA that we've been since we talked about how you can get herpes in the first episode. So
I'm super serious. Like that stuff happens, and I think we forget that like it happens so regularly until someone you know or yourself. Like it happens to you.
Yeah.
So I think it was good. Yes. But yeah, Shandy, what have you been up to on our break?
Right. So I was trying to remember because it's been so long and I just have such a bad memory. So I was going through my Facebook feed to try to remember, and I got really excited because I remembered that I made a new friend. Yay, well, friends. I only met her once. But I'm gonna hang out with her tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Exactly. You have a second date already, it counts.
Yes. I really like her. So I'm very excited about that. And what else? I got a new phone finally, because as I said on the podcast, I broke my phone, but then I had continued using it for a while. Cause it's just like, oh, I don't want to buy a new phone. Like trying to save money. Like that's just like sort of cosmetic. But then I accidentally dropped it yet again the other day, and to the point where the touchscreen no longer worked. So I would like, I was hearing that I was receiving text messages, but I couldn't open them up to see what they were. And it was kind of very stressful.
That is
so I broke down and went and got a new phone. Yes. It's like, oh my God, like what if these are people that I need to respond to, or it's right. like something. And it wasn't, but
I even get stressed out if I'm getting a lot of messages and I can respond and like they're coming really fast. Like, I can't imagine how stressful it would be. You're getting them and you can't respond.
Yeah, I can't even see who they're from. I got a new phone. Yay. And it wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going to be. So extra yay.
Nice.
Did you do the thing where you rented each month?
Well, so because the last time I switched phones, they were like, okay, we don't do upgrades anymore. You have to just buy the phone and we divide it out, you know, over like 48 months or whatever. And it's just put into the cost of your bill. So it's like, okay, so you're like paying that off little by little. And I had $180 left on my phone. So I had to like buy it outright in order to then get a new phone.
Right.
But I was able to get a nicer phone that's actually $1 less per month for the actual purchase of it. I don't really understand how that works, but whatever. That's fine.
That's cool. That's $12 a year.
Right.
Exactly.
That's lunch in Midtown.
Yeah, that's like a beer in Brooklyn.
Yep. No, that's two beer. No, that's 1.5 beers in Brooklyn. Depending on where you go. During happy hour, that would be 2 beers.
There you go. Yeah. So that's about it. Oh, so at my job, I realized a couple of days ago that I'm no longer the youngest person in my department. It was a good run, but I've officially come to that point in my life where I'm no longer the youngest. So that was kind of probably only interesting to me. But anyway, it happened.
Now you've moved
bringing my
wisdom.
Exactly.
With age, I wouldn't go back. Great wisdom.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. But that's not it for me. Nothing too crazy.
Nice. Yeah, no, I feel like my life this past week has kind of been like a tale of two cities. It's been the best of times. It's been the worst of times.
And if I was going to quote the Olsen twins, I'd be like, actually, it was supper time.
Actually, it was supper time.
I watched the shit out of those movies growing up.
Oh, yeah. I did too, but I shockingly can't remember any of them. They all just kind of like blobbed together into...
With little Lizzie Olsen.
is she in that?
Elizabeth Olsen's in it as their little sister that like tries to stop them from... Or wants to come along or whatever it is. And they're...
In all of them? Which ones?
I don't know. I think she's in each one. I don't know. No. Describe you or whatever and I'll probably...
Yeah, I don't really remember.
There we go. But anyway, please don't.
Right. So
don't pause on my account. Don't worry. I will cut you off when I figure it out. Okay, so she was in House of Wesley.
Oh, not even let me get to it.
Yeah, there you go. She was in The Adventures of Mary Kate and Ashley. She was in The Case of Thorn Mansion, Case of the Mystery Cruise, Case of the Christmas Caper, Case of the U.S. Space Camp Mission. She was in the Olsen Twins Mother's Day Special. Yeah, she did a bunch of stuff with her.
Wow, I take it back. I have never seen any of these, so whoops. Wow,
I wish that I remember what the theme song to the mystery show was, because I bet you I could by the end of the show. Anyway.
Okay. Sorry. I'll just let you stew on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last week, it started off. So I was going to Hilton Head for the week, but the day before we left, I had to go back to Connecticut for a quick trip for a funeral, which was kind of sad. Someone I grew up with, and it was someone that was quite young, and that was really hard. Catholic funerals are like, really, they are a bummer, man. Yeah. They're a real bummer. But there was that. And then we went to Hilton Head for the week with Daniel's family. It was lovely. Hilton Head is really nice. I was expecting it to be this super preppy place. And I guess it kind of was. There was a real lack of diversity. But there was a lot of wildlife. And Daniel's family is super fun. And I enjoy hanging out with them. I did have an allergic reaction while at the beach. So that sort of sucked. It was like the first day I wake up and my face is all red and puffy. And I like had to hide in the house the first day because I couldn't be out at the beach because my eyes were like getting so like irritated.
Oh, no.
I know. It was so embarrassing. Oh. But his family, like his dad's a pharmacist, his mom's a nurse. Like, so they've
seen worse.
Yeah. They took me to the drugstore and straightened me out. But then the next day, so the cat had been kind of sick before we left, and we're like, he'll be fine. We took him to the vet. He'll be fine.
All right.
He was not fine. Oh. Turns out he had a blockage in his bladder that was preventing him from, like, you know, relieving himself. The pet sitter, who was awesome, our pet sitter, she was the first time we've ever used her, and she... I can't say enough nice things about her. She was so great during this whole fiasco, and I will totally use her again if it wasn't for her.
Need a pet sitter in
Brooklyn. And you live in my zip code, because she's like super hyper local. She just wants to be like for the community. Like, so you have to live.
That's awesome.
Within our zip code, which was another reason why I wanted to use her. But took him to the vet, and they're like, yeah, he needs to stay here for the rest of the week so we can, like, unblock him and, like, put a catheter in. And they call us, like, while we're out at dinner. So I have to, like, excuse myself, and I'm, like, out in the parking lot on the phone with the vet. And they're, like, explaining to me everything that needs to happen and how much it's going to cost, which was very high. So I'm, like, trying not to cry because I'm so stressed out about the price tag. Because it's like, I just paid off my credit card bill, and like the number they were giving me was like the exact number that my credit card was plus a couple hundred bucks.
Oh my God.
That's what needs to happen. Like, okay, just do it.
And that's why you should become a patron.
I know, because I'm going to be paying off the vet for the foreseeable future. He's fine now. Like, you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't know there was anything wrong with him aside from the fact that he's got two little shaved patches on his paw.
Yeah.
So, like, he looks like he has these, like, cool little bracelet cuffs around his forehead. Otherwise, you wouldn't know.
He's back
to his old self. But the rest of vacation was pretty uneventful. We got home, like, rushed to the vet, picked him up. And then the next day after we got back, I went to Connecticut again because my old choir director was retiring after 32 years.
Oh, wow.
There was a big celebratory concert performance thing in her honor. And I really, like, just couldn't – I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if I didn't make it. So came in for the day and participated what I could. So I got to sing a little bit. But they did a whole presentation of every single show, every single musical that they had done the whole 32 years. They did, like, a little song from each with people that were in the show. Like, it was really, like, it was really beautiful. I was a little concerned. Like, when I showed up, it seemed a little chaotic. And I was a little like, oh, no, this is going to be something. But as with all great musical tribute things, they all just kind of come together last minute. And it was really great. And then it was just really fun catching up with people. It's like seeing my old choir teacher was great, and sort of being in that space and sort of seeing the totality of what someone has done with their life and what they've given to so many other people is really beautiful.
That's so cool.
And really inspiring.
Yeah.
It was very Mr. Holland's Opus. It was very Mr. Holland's Opus. The way to, you know, like, the last thing we did was the song that she wrote her first year, and we sing every year at graduation, and someone, like, orchestrated it with, like, strings and flutes and things.
But was there like, a high school senior? Was there a senior boy that wanted to run off with her? That's the question.
No. No, thankfully. Well, potentially. I don't know. I don't know the details. But it was really cool to spend the day talking with people and visiting and catching up with, like, a lot of my high school friends that I hadn't seen in years. But then also... a lot of people that I knew from other things that are much older than me that I kind of forgot were also in the musical program. So it's like all these intersecting parts of your life. And it was a really long day. Like, I got up at 6:30, left my apartment at 7 a.m. and didn't get back to my parents' house to go to bed till like 1 a.m.
Damn.
Wow. And then, so I slept a couple hours at my parents' house, and then I took like a 6 o'clock train back to New York to go to work. So by the time I got to work, I was like, was I on vacation? Because I sure don't feel like it. I'm exhausted.
That sounds like a really good day, though.
It was. It was like a really, really powerful day. And it just sort of really
kind of realigned me, and I'm like, oh, I really need to get back to like pursuing creative things, and I need to really start making writing a priority. And I've had this ukulele that's been sitting in my room for a year and I haven't picked it up, and I need to make that a priority. Like, I just need to get back into creating. So it was good. And I'm impressed. Awesome. I was able to do all that. I was able to condense down my entire. Yeah.
So what? Oh, and then I had an allergy test. Kelly, this is how you do it.
Oh, I guess. Oh, I didn't even talk about my allergy test though, but someone else tell a story and then we'll get back to the allergy.
No, I don't want, because okay, to the listeners, Amanda showed us her back right before we started recording and insane. No shit. It looks like the periodic table of elements.
Yeah,
it
is across insane. Her back, like it's a full back tattoo.
It's the whole back. So probably against my better judgment, I decided to schedule my patch test for this week. So not only was I like rushing back to New York on Monday, but then I also had to cut out at lunch to go like start this testing process. And it's a full week process. And so I went in on Monday and they put all these patches on my back. So it looked actually worse from what I showed you guys. It was like all these patches all over, like where you see all the marks. Yeah. And then they cover those with like clear adhesive stickies to protect it so that like you can move around and not run the risk of knocking them off or peeling them off. But it essentially feels like you're just kind of strapped in and like you're wearing a Saran wrap backpack.
Awesome.
And like, it was a lot of things and I don't have a lot of torso space and I've got tattoos on my back. So they're like trying to put them around the tattoos.
Oh my God.
So it's like all the way from my shoulder blades down to like almost my butt. And I had to wear
the back again.
Yeah. I had to wear it. Yeah. Well, when we go to pee break, I'll show you again. But I had to wear it Monday, Tuesday. And then I went back yesterday afternoon and they took the patch parts off.
Wow.
And then they sort of drew, I'm assuming this is Sharpie that's on my back. I'm not clear. It looks like Sharpie.
It didn't burn. Yeah. So I think I can get rid of it.
I think it's Sharpie. So they marked all the spots and then they wrote like a little initial so they knew what each thing was. Uh-huh. And then the doctor kind of looked over and she's like, oh, this actually doesn't look that bad. And I was like, oh no, don't tell me I've done this whole thing for nothing. Because this also feels like it's real bad because it's really itchy.
Oh God. So what was the findings?
As of right now, there's only one that was definitely looking positive, and that was shellac, which is a key component of nail polish.
That is so, but you know what? You wear nail polish a lot. So all you have to do is, I mean, that makes sense kind of.
Yes and no. It correlates with this last flare up, but not the other two or three.
Ooh.
So I'm not certain. But I think there's been other
somebody with nail polish. Like, did your mom?
I don't think that's. I think it has to be
home?
On. I think it has to be on you. It's unclear, but I feel like there's other things on my back that are still itchy. So maybe there's other things. I again can't see my back, but I go back tomorrow, and they tell me for certain what the findings are, and then hopefully I can take a shower again because I haven't been showering this week, and that really sucks.
Yes, which leads us into I tried dry shampoo this past week, and so did you. Oh my God,
I did. I tried dry shampoo yesterday,
and what did you think?
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
The same here, because
I'm not sure it did anything.
So my friend Sarah and my sister Christy were both like, "Oh my God, like you're gonna love it." You know, you just My sister was like, yeah, I like never shower, which is true. She's like, I go to Pure Bar and like I just do the dry shampoo and I'm great. And like when we did the
does she dry shampoo her pits and stuff too?
No, she sprays that with deodorant, I'm assuming. But anyway, so my friend Sarah was like, oh yeah, I just, even on days I wash my hair, I love it so much that I like midday will just be like, shh, shh. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is awesome. Well, it didn't actually occur to me until like the second time I used it that just it's dry shampoo. It's not like hairspray. So you still have to style your hair. It just makes it cleaner. So I was a little bummed out the first time that I used it. And I was like, my hair still looks bad. Yeah.
Well, and also, I mean, you wear your hair straight more often, but you have to comb it through or you have to brush it through.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, that's a problem because I don't own a brush.
Because you have curly hair.
But I do own a comb. So I was like combing. So I'm like, I don't know if this helps.
now my hair is slightly less greasy, but it's also now really poofy because I just brushed out all the curls.
Do they make a dry shampoo specially for curly-haired people?
I didn't look. I didn't – honestly, I don't think I'm going to use it. Once I can shower, I'm not going to use it again. Maybe I'll take it to Morocco with me. But I was like, I don't want to buy something real fancy because I know I'm not going to use it.
Fair enough.
But it smells okay. It smells nice.
It's all right. I mean,
it's all right. Yeah, it's incredible. We seem to have a really similar reaction to this. It's sort of meh.
Well, I had such positive reactions. I feel like we're evening out the universe.
That's fair.
So we started doing the zoodle thing. It is like the best thing ever. I've actually like cooked things in the last week. It's like my new favorite thing.
It is a lot of fun. Well, you have that nice one. You have that nice crank one. Right?
Oh, I saw your picture.
Yeah, so essentially you can put like a whole bunch of different things. I like zucchini, so that's what I've been doing. But I got that one on recommendation from my sister. It's like $21 on Amazon. It's super easy. I made this French dip bake, zoodle bake or whatever. So it had like the broth and the Fontana cheese and onions and garlic and it was super good. And then I made this honey chicken thing on Monday in the crock pot because I was off from work. And I was like, well, I mean, if I'm not working today, I might as well crock pot something since I've got the time and no excuse. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a dish with the zoodles. So it's just zucchini noodles and the chicken thing that I made because I think the combination would be really good. But it's like really like reinvigorated me to do things in the kitchen, kind of. So anyway, I'm going to try it some point. I want zucchini again because I like zucchini, and it was really easy to be like, Zachary, you're going to eat green pasta. And, you know, when he saw it like becoming that he was like super into it because he loves the color green. So I'm going to work my way to like some of the other vegetables that you can do it with. But I'm really on the zucchini kick right now.
Zucchini is delicious.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because mine's like really crappy. I have like a little one that like you put it on the edge of the zucchini and you just kind of crank and it comes out almost like a mandolin.
Ah, yes.
But it makes it very thin and very flat, and it can't be a terribly big zucchini. Like it has to be very thin so it fits. And like I think what you have is so much better. And in hindsight, I would have spent the extra money and bought the better one. And maybe I'll just upgrade knowing now how much you love yours.
Put it on your birthday list.
That's true. I could do that.
What, you have a month?
I do. Although I've already gotten, Daniel already gave me my birthday gift.
Oh,
and I'm using it right now.
You're marking.
Guys, Lappy has been retired.
You have a new computer.
Oh my God.
I have a new computer.
What did
that is a great birthday gift.
That is an awesome birthday.
I know. It's like a refurbished, older, MacBook Pro. It's like a 2 years ago before they stopped
that's awesome. Hey, that's still more recent than my computer.
That's like the one I'm using.
It was much needed, but it was like he gave it to me before I left for the funeral, and I was like so emotional. I just like opened it and I just started crying.
Oh,
well, seriously though, Daniel for the win.
That's awesome. Oh my God,
it's a wonderful gift.
Yeah, he's pretty much the best.
Yay!
Very nice. He's
pretty much the best, and I'm super loving my new computer.
Yay. Well, that's maybe awesome. Your brother or something. It's a reasonable gift to ask somebody for since it's pretty inexpensive. The one I got, again, is like $21.95 or something. So, yay. So, birthdays. Zachary's birthday is Tuesday, June 13th.
Yes.
His birthday party is Saturday, June 10th. And so I went a little crazy and like invited people. And we are going to have 41 people here.
Nice. Sounds like a good time.
You have the space for it. You've done this before. You know how many people your house can hold. You've got this.
We put that bench together. Me and my dad today. Okay, my dad mainly put it together, Amanda. We put it out
I was supposed to help you do that. Sorry.
That's okay. We put it out overlooking the pond, and it's awesome where it fits in. Except I went to carry Zach out to it because he wasn't wearing shoes, and there's a erosion around, and I was trying to not walk through the grass part, and I walked into the erosion. My shoe came flying off. I rolled and ducked on the ground, counting Zach. And it was like,
oh my goodness, you're lucky you both didn't like fall into the pond
it was
or
kind
something.
Of a disaster. It was kind of a disaster, but we're all okay. My shoe is caked in mud now because it was like right by the water bank. Well, anyway, so
grand scheme of things, that's the least of what could have happened.
I know. So I could have like fell on him. Thankfully, I didn't. I did the role.
Well, I mean, that's just it, right? Though, like, now you know that in a moment of crisis, you will successfully save your son.
Exactly.
There's that silver lining.
When I had to carry him back in, I get up and he was like, "Mommy, don't make your shoe fall off this time."
Sage advice.
I had to take a picture of it because it's really great, and even like sitting there, it was very peaceful, so I was like, yeah, for the win. So anyway, nice. His birthday party, it's fire truck themed,
of course.
Nice. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. We got a lot of family in town and still coming into town, so that'll be great. And then we set up his playground, which I think is ridiculously huge, but it's awesome at the same time.
Holy shit, it's amazing.
It looks like a real playground. Like, he's gonna be like the coolest kid in town. Everyone's gonna want to come play on your playground.
It's crazy.
I have to my apologies to Jay, but my first thought when I saw that, because my jaw totally did drop, and I was like, I was just wondering, I couldn't help it. But like, is there a screw loose somewhere? Are we sure this thing is going to be solid? Because I just can't imagine putting that together.
He didn't put it together.
Like myself. That's crazy.
Was it
somebody else?
No. It was part of the delivery. They put it together.
Cool.
Oh, okay. So I totally misread his.
So, well, Jay put the box, the box around it together, like the wood box around it and the stuff underneath it and then all the mulch and stuff. That was all the work that Jay did, and then
because I was like, Jesus Christ, I could see somebody going down that slide or something.
No. That was part of the installation. So the rainbow place that we got it from or whatever, they are discontinuing their redwood collection, so they had everything on like this big clearance sale, and we were like, sign us up. And then it was like $99 installation, and we looked at it and we were like, yeah, we can't install this ourselves. It took two dudes. It took two dudes almost 5 hours to put it together. And we were talking to them for a while, for the last, hour? Because they were cool. You know, we were like, how many do you do? And this one guy's like, oh, I've probably done, I do 12 a week. I've worked at this place for like 5 years. He's like, I don't know, maybe like 800. And we were like,
those little playgrounds.
I'm like, damn.
Like, okay. And
so, but anyway, it was really cool.
Makes you feel good, though.
And then at the very end, the one of the guys, Omar, was like, can I just take a picture of this? And we were like, he was like, is that okay? Is that weird? And we were like, no, that's fine, whatever. And he was like, because this is my last place set. I'm leaving to become an engineer.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So then his partner Aaron was really funny. He was like, yeah, this new guy I've been training, I mean, he's leaving me. It was really cute. He was like, I used to be an NC State fan, but now I can't root for them because they're taking my partner away. It was really cute. Aww.
That must actually be a super fun job. Like, if you were really into Legos or something as a kid, and you just get to like build and assemble.
Yeah, and
seems like a pretty okay job.
And before we could really use it, they had to go on it to test it to make sure that their big strong man weight wasn't gonna
Oh my god, I need to quit my job immediately and do this for a living.
So, okay, the final story that I have, and then this is horrible. So, I invited all the kids from Zach's class.
That's nice.
And essentially, that is nice. Yeah, I mean, there's like 8 of them or whatever. And then there were 3 kids in another class. So, there was a total of, I think, 11 kids from the daycare school that I invited. And I had the teacher put them all in everybody's little individual folders. And I noticed after a few days that nobody was checking the folders. So, like, I went in and, like, you know, I, on top of, like, the papers that were sticking up, I, like, stuck the invitation so, like, you couldn't miss it.
Right.
You know? And so I would say I put them in on a Friday. It was, like, the following Tuesday or Wednesday that I saw this woman in the classroom, and I got there kind of late, and it was an Asian woman, and I'm thinking, oh, that must be Shudo's mom. Let me just make sure that she got the invitation. So I was like, hey, did you get the invitation? Like, I, you know, we'd really, really like if you could come. Well, She goes into the other classroom that's adjoining and checks the thing and goes, no, I haven't gotten it. And then she says something to her kid and it was like, come on, we have to go. And I was just like, that's a little girl. I didn't even think, because I just knew that Shudo was the only Asian kid in Zach's class. Like, I never thought that there was, you know.
Another Asian kid.
No, that they were combined. So, like, I was just like, okay, well, this, you know, oh, it was so embarrassing. But the worst part is, like, she was like, oh, I was like, maybe it fell out. And, like, my voice is getting progressively quieter because the teacher can overhear it.
Oh, my God. She totally knows.
And she knows.
So she's like, when is it? And I was like, it's June 10th at 3 p.m. at our house. And I'm, like, talking so quietly because at this point I am beyond mortified. I feel like a horrible person. And I know the teacher's got to be, like, turned around laughing her ass off at me. Like, so I was like, I'll put another one in her folder tomorrow, in the folder tomorrow. Cause then at this point, she doesn't have a child really like with her. So I don't even know who she's talking about. So then like the little girl, and you know, leaves, and you know, I take Zach out into the hallway after they're gone. I was like, Zach, who is that girl? What's her name? And he was like, that's Nene. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, well, guess what? Nene's coming here.
Nene's right, I like her. She's coming. Yeah.
Thing is,
are you guys friends?
They had just brought six new kids into that other classroom that week. So that was like the girl's like third day in the class. So of course I had never seen her before. So the mom must have been like, oh, she's got friends in the older classroom already. Like,
she was super popular.
Oh my God.
So then do you have to invite everyone in her class?
Well, that was my conundrum. And then I was like, no, no other mom was there. So I just, it's okay. But that's the last time that I ever, like, I just was like, oh, you know, like, I was just thinking like, hey, there's an invitation. Isn't that exciting? Birthday party. Oh, it was so embarrassing. I told Jay, he laughed at me. I told my office, and they all laughed so hard at me. And they were like, it's not that bad. Anybody can make a mistake, like, in any situation, in any case. And it was harmless and innocent. I was like, but it was so embarrassing. And they were like, oh, yeah, I would totally be embarrassed if I were you.
Come on, I feel like there's plenty of parents that have made a similar mistake. Like, you must be in good company.
I know, at least I wasn't like, hey, is your son coming? And she'd be like, you mean my daughter over there?
Like, you're like, right. Yeah. That's exactly what I meant.
So, at least anyway, now I have a new mom friend.
That's what I was going to say. You guys both get some new friends out of this.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was so embarrassing. There you go. But yeah, it should be a fun party. And that's all I really got. But we have a crap load of feedback this week. And I have, just in case we didn't get feedback or if we ever run into a situation like last episode, we didn't really have a whole lot. I have been compiling articles and stuff for us to talk about. So
we'll never run into that again.
But yeah.
I think it's time for some facey back, which maybe next week we'll get a facey back song and a new theme song.
Oh, don't even tell me. Don't even.
I'm going to write new songs. Woohoo!
Yeah!
All right. I'm bringing Face It back. Woo! Mike says, I'm with Shandy. Dieting, and for that matter, cleansing, are generally nonsense and are not science-based. Science-based medicine is one of my go-tos if I'm not sure if something is evidence-based or not. There's a few good pieces. There's a few good pieces there about dieting, and he links it to science-based medicine.org /the-diet-fix. JP follows up with, Colleen, did Big D explain the purpose of the outlet over the door in your kitchen? Yes, he did. So we have this random outlet over the door in our kitchen, and I asked him when he was here, and he literally, and my mom actually asked the exact same thing yesterday when she got here. She was like, did he tell you what that was for? And I was like, yes! So I was like, you know, what's this for? And he looked at me and he was like, a clock. Like, it was the dumbest question ever. Like, what else would it be for?
It makes sense.
A battery in a clock?
Yeah, you do. I thought you would have a battery in a clock, but apparently Big D doesn't.
Are there a lot of
Big D don't need no batteries.
No, nope.
That's right.
He properly wired his house.
Yes, he did.
It's probably more would it be more environmentally friendly to have it like plugged in versus a battery?
Probably. Aren't batteries
batteries are hard to recycle.
Yes. So yes.
So it might be better to have it plugged in.
Big D strikes again. Will says, had I missed the diet bit, I would have totally been down for that. So I didn't do it here. I did it with a different group. And if anybody wants to at some point do a diet bit thing, I'd be down with that. But let's not do it in this month because I have to go to London and that would be bad. So
all the French fries and beer.
Yeah, I'm for the end of the summer doing this. We missed our window.
All the scotch eggs and
exactly. But yeah, I'm all for that if anybody else is down. That's why we're making this announcement now, so start thinking about it. JP follows up with Amanda. I bought a t-shirt from Tommy Wiseau's website for $20. I received this the shirt and this autographed picture and this autographed Blu-ray plus three pairs of his brand name boxers.
Yes, and he had sent a picture of all of them. And yeah, Tommy Wiseau, like, he has this whole brand of underwear. That's like his new thing.
Hey.
Or like his new old thing. Like, he's been promoting it for a while, but that's like the brand.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? We need broadcast underwear that says I'm with hers in the front.
Yes. I think that's the best idea you've ever had.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
Now, the question is, crotchless or not?
No, it's got to have a crotch because I would like to wear it.
It was just meant to be a wink to the last episode.
I would like to say I did order underwear, the proper underwear with crotches. And another bralette.
Nice. Yes.
Which, nice. Yeah, because now I'm on that kick. So, woohoo. And then Matt said, all the world is waiting for you and the power you possess, which I think is from Wonder Woman, which was amazing. And everybody should see that so we can go talk. We could talk about that because
I would really like to.
I mean,
this weekend for sure.
All yeah. right. And maybe we can talk about it on the live show next week or do our own yes! Wonder Woman feedback show because we're trying to think of different shows yeah, to do for the true. Summer okay. to pre-record. But oh my God, yes. Yeah, all the Wonder Woman feedback, please.
I have to try because we were going to go see it tomorrow night, but all the seats were sold out at the Alamo Draft House. And now that we really don't have any other movie theaters in Brooklyn anymore until the new Nighthawk opens up. So I don't know. We'll have to try and maybe we can go on Sunday.
Okay, see if you can.
See, look, he's totally awesome. Healthy and
Yeah. Okay.
So let's move into some of the emails that we got. And I think this one might be a fun one. This was sent to us by Nick.
Yes. So Nick says, hey, girls. I talked about this one on the new Married Men show. Rest in peace. Now Ramblecast.
Holy shit, that happened since we've been gone. The Married Men. We hung up there.
The world is inside out. The world is upside down.
Upside down. And they became the Ramblecast. Whether it's temporary or not remains to be seen. But yeah, so we are now the only rated R show on the network.
We can own that. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Also okay with that. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, although I do it all the time.
Well, sorry, Nick. Sorry we interrupted you. It's just like on your own show. Just kidding. Just kidding. As someone who gets interrupted a lot themselves,
aww, they sympathize. You guys are like podcast spirit animals.
We are. Anyway, since y'all were curious about inseams, I looked up some alternative research that you might find interesting. And I do believe we do find it interesting. It is an article, and the article is entitled, What Do Your Nipples Say About You?
All right.
All right. It's kind of long, so we'll just kind of jump around, but it starts.
Why don't we? When we get to the actual ones, let's just all pick one that we would like to know what it means, whether it's personal or not.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I like that plan very much. All right. I like that. Okay, so it says, much like palm reading or craniology, a lot can be discovered about a person by analyzing their nipples. That's right. The latest craze in the telling of fortunes is nipple reading. Yep. Throw away your crystal ball. Who needs tarot cards? All you need are nipples.
And the good thing is we all mostly have those. Just when you thought your nipples had enough to do, be it feeding your loin fruit, okay, looking good in a sweater, or telling you when it's time to light the fire. They go on top of it. They go and top it off by providing insight to our inner being. But how do I read my email? My emails? How do I read my emails?
Emails.
They're just everywhere. Reading emails are hard, guys. Ask anyone.
Is your email hard today? Is your email hard right now, Amanda? Oh,
right? What does that say about you? But how do you read my nipples, I hear you ask? Fear not. I have compiled a helpful, concise, well, I don't know about concise, guide to the ancient art of nipple reading for your pleasure.
I really want you to just say the word email instead of nipples from here on out.
Oh, this could be fun. Okay, hold on. Best time to study your emails is when you are comfortably aroused in a neutrally temperate environment. If you decide to read your emails in a snowstorm, for example, you might get a false reading. You should have a mirror handy. Of course, you could always use a trusty assistant, though it may lead to said arousal, which could also hinder the accuracy of the email read.
Amanda, doesn't this like a whole new meaning to butter emails?
I know.
This is the second
best idea you've ever had.
Butter nipples.
Some of the boobs you see on TV all sport identical emails. And it's not always the case in the real world. When it comes to emails, you don't always get a matching set. Some of us have different shape areolas on one side or one.
You mean different shape font? Sorry.
Yeah, different fonts on the other side.
My fonts are Times New Roman all the way.
And then just sort of goes into explain how one boob can be bigger than the other, blah, 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 blah. They may mean difference between a life on the same constant path or total deviation to come. That's C-O-M-E. Enjoy. So the first category is color, nature. So there's pale, medium, or dark.
Hold on. Let me check my email real quick so I can figure out which one I want.
Okay, yeah, check your email. Check it often.
Which, this seems like problematic from the get-go because we're basically saying that depending on your ethnicity or race.
I would like to know pale. Like, thank you.
You'd like to know pale.
All right. We're a bunch of white people, so we want
to know pale. Same.
No, you could have dark nip. Like, I feel like...
You can have dark emails. I have friends.
I suppose you could have dark emails.
That have very dark emails.
Yes, so. when I was breastfeeding, I constantly had dark emails.
Yeah.
Okay. No, fair. But I'm just saying, if you're, let's say you're not like white, like if you're black, can you have pale nipples?
Maybe for you because
I think so long as you're pale, you're like pigment? I think a pale email is if it kind of blends in with the rest of your skin color. Is how I'm envisioning it.
Okay. Yeah.
Or somebody who's writing and telling.
There's more of a noticeable differential between your skin and your email.
Okay. I was a little bit alarmed when I first read this, but you guys are helping.
Fair point. Guys, you know my favorite emails on TV are Rachel Green's.
Those early episodes
of Friends,
Green. Right?
She's got her email. He's got her emails out all the time.
She does.
No, all of the I just totally Googled Rachel Green. I thought that was the name of the actress. I got it confused
with the girl from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but that's Rachel.
That's Kirsten Dunst.
No, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, that show where she does all the singing and she was like a YouTube. She's Crazy Rachel Beautiful. Something.
Oh, yeah. She won the something. And Matt who, Therese is like obsessed with that show. Gotta get into that.
Speaking of Friends, though, it's not just Rachel's character. It's all the women are constantly nipping out. It's really interesting. Just like we rewatched those episodes of Friends.
True.
Even Monica's also.
Yeah, that's true. I think Jennifer Aniston is a lifelong, loud and proud emailer. So,
yeah, I think that's probably true. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So, do you want to hear what pale emails mean?
Yeah, pale. I want pale nipple, medium breast. They are dreamers who like to linger in their thoughts. That is not me.
Do you want to just read it?
I just did.
Yeah, that was it. Moving on, next thing.
Also, what's shape? Medium sized breast.
Shape.
Yeah, shape.
No, I'm just wondering, like actual like cup size, because I consider myself to be small sized breast.
But oh, so wait, size. medium, small, medium, medium toned email on a small breast indicates a woman with a competitive nature who strives to be noticed. She's determined to achieve her goals and be the focus of her group, family, or community. She is not necessarily a leader, but wants to be idolized in some way, most likely careers, actor, dancer, self-employed person, blogger.
No, sorry, I'm a pale nipple it's the breast size that I'm asking about.
Oh, pale small?
Right.
Well, I'm just wondering if I'm pale small or if I'm pale medium. I don't really know.
I think you can pick what makes more sense to you. So pale email on a small breast indicates a slightly shy nature with a desire to be more confident and extroverted. They are generally quite academic and enjoy jobs where they be left to get on with their work. Sorry, bad grammar. They'll have others close by to bounce ideas off. They are organized and efficient. They suit office-based jobs, receptionists, and could be a stagehand. So you choose which one sounds more like you, and you might have your answer.
I just don't know what my boobs are considered. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I want to be medium. What's medium? I'm just you know. Let's see. Medium. An active woman with a motivated spirit, go-getter, morning person, usually cheerful. Career options include personal trainer, life coach, primary school teacher, dog walker, soccer mom. I'm down. Let's do it.
Done.
All right. I'm a medium.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So shape. There's round, oval, or square.
Hold on. Let me go check my email again real quick.
Yeah.
Round.
Yep, same. Shandy, what do you want? You want round?
Round, yeah.
Okay. A round nipple denotes a social butterfly who is excellent at juggling her many friends. She never forgets a birthday and never misses a party.
That is true.
No, I agree. Yeah. I guess this is wrong for me. Maybe I'm not round after all. Though she has a lot of friends, she is not close with all of them. She really only opens up to one or two of her close friends. No one else really knows her at all. She likes to be where the action is. She follows the fun in the party. While this party gal is fun, she's not always reliable for when you need a shoulder to cry on. Yeah, I don't think I'm around.
I'm like half.
I mean, I feel like it's like reading horoscopes where it's like general enough that you're like, oh yeah, right. That applies to me. That doesn't apply to me, but I can overlook it because the other thing applies to me.
Right.
It applies to everyone.
So, okay. So then the next category is there's shape. Oh, we just did shape. Size, love life, texture, family, nipple, sex, and that's it.
Okay. Let's do nipple sex.
Okay.
Email sex. Ooh, sexy
email. Email sex.
Email sex.
Sexy emails. You have flat, inverted, or risen.
And pointed.
Or pointed. Very risen.
Now make sure you don't stimulate your emails while you're checking them so it doesn't throw it off. Because if we're all like pointed...
Exactly.
Two of us just literally pulled our boob out.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that. I wasn't looking.
It'll be on the
team. I'm risen. She's risen.
She's risen indeed.
Exactly.
I think I'm risen as well.
I think I am.
I need to see examples of what's risen versus pointed.
I'm talking about.
It's also contained in a sports bra at the moment, so I don't know if that's just like compression.
Mm. So it's flat.
It might be flat, but I think it's risen. All right. I think it's Easter Sunday.
Here. An Easter Sunday email.
Let's read an Easter Sunday email, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. A risen nipple signifies a woman who is highly sexual. She knows what she wants and she enjoys getting it. She can happily have a sexual relationship with someone without having an emotional connection. She likes to be rough. She likes to feel like she has been taken instead of doing all the work. She is a shameless, why I'm kind of lazy, so I guess that means me. She is a shameless flirt and not afraid to follow through erogenous zones, lower abdomen, especially for biting, and bum for light smacks.
Oh, I like
that.
I feel like that literally covers like a whole gamut of things.
Right.
Yes. And a lot of women, although biting, passed.
Nibbling and biting, I think there's a difference there. Anyway, thanks, Nick. That was a lot of fun.
That actually was a lot of fun.
I kind of can't believe that there's actually something written, like that this exists.
It's the internet. Right. I can believe it exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything exists on the internet.
True.
So speaking of things that are...
Speaking of stimulating your emails.
Yes, thank you. Stimulating emails. Yeah.
we got another one. We got another email from Anonymous 69.
Oh, I owe them a shirt.
Back.
Send me your shirt size.
Yes.
And preference, tank or not tank. Tank or D?
D.
Make sure you really want the T.
Yes.
Make sure you give us consent for the T.
Okay. Anonymous 69 writes in with more masturbation stories and says, right hand dominant, hang to the right. Interesting. Somewhat endowed and do not feel comfortable wearing underwear unless they are loose boxers, which can sometimes lead to painfully sitting on a testicle if not supported properly.
Not 11. Never forget.
No. Only now consistently wear underpants. Yes. Only consistently wear underpants if at the gym to prevent chafing. Which hand gets the privilege of masturbation is situational. That is so interesting to me.
That is interesting.
Okay, if I'm on the computer, left hand gets the honors while the right hand controls the mouse. Same if in bed and watching / looking at material on the phone. If in the shower or touching a partner, almost always the right hand for some reason. Because you're right-handed, I will say that's the reason. Yeah, because actually, that's right. Right-handed people can't really use a mouse with their left hand.
Yeah.
Whereas left-handed people are forced to learn. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
The only reason we can use a mouse with our left, with our right hand is because that's how it's set up. So you just
have to
learn.
So you just kind of have to.
I'm using the mouse with my left hand now to test it, but I've got my wrist like supported on the desk. Like it's, you know. Okay.
So, right.
Okay. So story time.
Story, yeah.
The Barger. From the last broadcast, Matt saying I should get motion detectors reminded me of another time I was on the internet and got caught honoring myself. I was living at home and was supposed to be alone and didn't hear my sister come home. Ooh. For some reason, she decided to barge into my room to get something without knocking. At this point, I was mid-stroke watching someone riding on top and instantly lost my boner and slammed the laptop lid closed while she immediately covered her eyes with her hands. And oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. She ran out down the hallway. In the process of standing up to put on some form of pants, I unplugged the headphones and used the porn very loudly.
Oh no.
My sister never walked into my room without knocking again.
Oh my god. Was his sister older or younger?
Oh, that's
I don't think it says.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't say, and I think it's obviously horrible either way, but I would be interested to know. He continues, cum kills keyboards. That's some nice alliteration right there. Yes. A few months after the above happened, I met someone online. We were chatting and she got on webcam and started to masturbate for me. Going back and on voice chat, we both eventually got off. I was too close to my laptop and arrived on the lower right corner where my directional keys are located. I cleaned them off the best I could and shut down. The next day I went to play a game and the right arrow and down arrow keys had stopped working. I never bothered getting them fixed to remind me to be more careful and watch where you come.
That is
Anonymous 69.
That is true. You never know.
You never know.
I will say, like, for women, it's just, I mean, like, sure, there. I mean, apparently, you know, there are squirters or whatever, but like, generally speaking, there's just so much less cleanup. So.
Right.
All right. Then the next couple of emails that we have are from Mike. He's been doing a big re-listen because we put out the call to anybody that has their favorite moments. So if anybody else has any favorite moments or things we've ever talked about or something like that, please let us know. Email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Or you can put it, you can, or just wherever you can get it to us, just let us know however you want to get it. And well, I'll add it to the list. And then when I'm on the plane to London, I will try to pull some of that stuff and put some stuff together since I'll have some time.
That's true.
Excellent. Because I had said last time that I was going to do a whole big re-listen, and so far I'm still on episode one.
Nice.
I should probably not put that out there. I just time. Just
life gets busy.
Yeah. All right. So, yes, life gets busy for everyone but Mike, apparently. Ayo!
Thank you!
All right, hello, ladies. So I've been doing a re-listen on the topic, and the topic of the Olympic marriage proposal came up in episode 8, which reminded me of something that just happened to me. I ran the New Jersey Marathon the same day that Shandy ran the Big Sur Marathon, which I plan on getting in the lottery for next year.
Maybe we'll run it together.
Yeah, and maybe this time he won't just be like, I ran by somebody that I thought looked like Shandy.
Oh my god, Tim can bring us both to the start line. We get super VIP service because Tim works for the event. So he's like one of the only cars that actually gets to drive up there. So the two times I've done it, I've got to like actually go up in the car and not in the bus. And he can drop you off even closer.
Okay. And when I was crossing the finish line, some asshole was proposing. The finish line area was not roomy, and the announcer, and between the announcer, photographer, selfish asshole proposer, and his lady, I barely had room to get through. Then, after all of that, the people handing out the medals were paying attention to the proposal, and I had to ask for my damn medal. So I guess my question is like, am I correct in rooting for a messy eventual divorce for these two?
Yeah, I would probably wish the same thing. That's really bullshit. That's really not cool.
No, because they're soulmates on some level.
No, step out of the way. You can't be that selfish. Yeah.
That's true.
Exactly. You can't be that selfish. And also, I just feel like you're really putting somebody on the spot with a public proposal. Like, what is she going to do? Say no? I just kind of think that's not really fair. And honestly, the more I think about it, the more I really hate this tradition of even proposing. Like, why is it the one person asking the other person? Why aren't they just having this conversation together?
I think generally they had the conversation so that the dude proposing is, or girl, because
it's always, right. it's for the most part, there's a reason you said dude proposing.
Yeah. Like, well, for the most part, you feel like you should know the answer.
Yeah,
the
you know the answer.
To the point of asking.
But why this push to, like, do this big, huge, grand gesture when, I don't know, I think it's kind of a little bit grandiose and it's gotten a little bit out of control.
Some people like to be made to feel special.
I guess.
Well, it's like I was doing this American Life last week. They did a re-air of an old episode, and part of it was with Lindy West. She's a writer.
I know the episode you're talking about. Yeah,
where she did for anyone who doesn't. She recently got engaged when the time they did the story, and you know she's a bigger girl. And she was sort of telling the story about how when her fiance proposed, it was this really big, elaborate thing at a bar with like all their family. And it really wasn't their style. And she had asked him after the fact, like, why did you do that? That's really not our style. And he's like, you know, one time when you were drunk, you said like, you know, fat girls don't get the grand gesture. And that's really not fair. So, you know, it's like some people like to just be to feel special for a few minutes.
Aww.
As long as she's
okay with it, then that's fine.
Right.
You know? I mean,
people can do what they want. There's just so much symbolism behind
just
it.
Just don't take up your finish line space.
Exactly. Like, you can do the grand gesture, but just be like mindful of the world around you. Like, maybe not right at the finish line. Like, maybe like step off to the side.
Yeah.
Well, no, but see, and that's just it, is like he was just being an attention whore and he wanted everyone there to see it and that to be the focus. And then the announcer to be like, and oh my God, number 4,428 is
all right,
just
so
proposing too.
That's two yeses for the correct and rooting for a messy divorce.
I don't have ill will towards people, right. But whatever.
But like, I do hope it rains on their wedding.
That's supposed to be lucky.
Maybe that's more what I wish for. I don't want them to like get divorced, but like, yeah, I hope it rains on their
wedding. You hope that her emails never have feeling again.
Right. Or like the venue she wants, the venue they want is booked.
Okay. That's mean. Karma. You know, all right.
I have no ill will towards them. I just am going to judge them. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I ask is to sit there and be judgmental.
All right. Second email, women in media. Sorry for the second email, but I meant to send this in with the first and got totally distracted by my rant. So I wanted to recommend a great book written by a woman about a woman. Never Caught, The Washington's Relentless Pursuit of Their Runaway Slave, Ona Judge by Erica Armstrong Dunbar. Just finishing it up, and it's a really great and eye-opening read/listen. The resilience of Ona was incredible. Also, having a realistic look at who George Washington really was and not and how he really treated human beings is something that should be taught in schools and not relocated to a book that many people will never read. Thanks again. So there's a link to this here, this book, which I guess it's a long link, so it does no help for me to say that on this podcast. But if you want to look it up, it's by Erica Armstrong Dunbar, Never Caught, The Washington's Relentless Pursuit of Their Runaway Slave, Ona, O-N-A, Judge.
Cool.
Well, check that out.
Yeah, remember when that was going to be like a weekly segment?
Right.
We could still take that back too.
No, I don't think it should be forced. Like, I think that was fine that we just naturally didn't, you know, we talk about stuff when it comes up and.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's fine.
Cool.
Right. Oh, but in the spirit of one, I have one. I meant to bring it up the other day and I think I forgot. I've been really getting into this podcast called Playdate with Sarah Jones. And I think I had mentioned it once before. And I know I sent you guys a link to the one that she did with Elizabeth Gilbert.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. Like, and I know I've talked about Sarah Jones because she was at the Women in the World conference a few months back.
Yes.
But I've now listened to, I think she's come out with 5 podcasts and I've listened to 4 of them. So it's like Elizabeth Gilbert, Lily Tomlin was the most recent one I listened to. And it's just, they're so fun and they have such really deep and interesting conversations about, you know, race and culture and feminism and all while she's like coming in and out of these different characters. And I just think it's the coolest, most creative, different thing. And I absolutely love it. And I love her and I can't say enough nice things.
Okay, I'm subscribed.
Good, good. And they're short. Like they're,
what is it called again?
Playdate with Sarah Jones.
Okay. Playdate with Sarah Jones.
Yeah. Awesome. I subscribe on iTunes. Go ahead.
No, you're saying it's short. That's awesome too. I love having like a variety. Cause you know, sometimes I guess, and we're a very long podcast, but every now and then you need something that's like,
exactly. That like sometimes you're like, oh, it's all about it's variety. A short commute. I don't have enough time to like really get into a long podcast. I have X amount of time. That's a good one for that purpose.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Moving on. We have a voicemail from Des. So let's get to that one. We love Desiree voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Des. I was calling in to talk period panties. I've been thinking about getting these for a while. So, Shandy, your review was very helpful and just very much appreciated. I don't wear tampons unless I absolutely have to. I can't stand it. Always feels like they're in wrong. And I wear pads, and pads, they like, you know, I have a long 7-day period, so they start to give me a rash by the end of the period just from rubbing on my thighs. So periods suck, but I was really worried that, you know, my heavy flow wouldn't be able to be handled by these period panties. I went online and looked up some other reviews, and most of them were good. Most of them were good. One of them, she was talking about how on her heaviest day she did leak through. But I think that's probably that'll be okay if you have to supplement with a pad 1 day out of 7. That's a lot better than 7 days, you know? So thank you for the review. I'm seriously considering trying them. The only thing right now that's stopping me from trying them is that they're so fucking expensive. I mean, I have never paid $30-something for a pair of underwear, one pair of underwear. Also, I'm really cheap. But I went on the website and was looking around, and they have a referral bonus where, Shandy, you should set that up since you've bought some from them, where you can give a referral code to, you know, the listeners who I'm sure after hearing your review might be interested in buying them. But once you, if they use the referral code to buy, they get $10 off. And you get $10 credit towards a future purchase. And that'll help you buying 7 more pairs. Because, like I said, this puppy's not cheap. So, anyways, I think you should do that because I definitely would be willing to go ahead and buy a pair, give it a try, if I was able to get them a little bit cheaper. Love you guys. Love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
So, period underwear.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm going to look into that referral bonus because that's awesome. And yeah. I will definitely send that out if I can figure out how that works. Right. I mean, I totally sympathize with Des. Like, it's one of those things where, like, if you, especially if you don't have a ton of money, it's like it's more expensive to be poor because you're looking at this and thinking that you have to, like, invest how much money for underwear, but it will pay itself off. But it's if you can't, still need to order my seven pair set. So I only have my 3, and it's probably not going to happen right away. But anyway, totally worth it in the long run.
Great. So, it's just like that. I'll look for that up front.
It's a lot of money up front, and especially
don't forget up front, but you are saving money in the long run, in the long haul on the other thing. So I guess you kind of, if you want to invest or not, but set the referral thing up. That looks awesome. So we have another email. We have a couple more emails and we have some more voicemails, but we will save those for next week. Cause they're kind of funny in themselves. But we will start with this email to begin to wrap it up, and that is from Andy, and it's an older virgin's dilemma. Hey, Rods. Might as well cut to the chase. I am a guy in my early 30s, and I am still a virgin. I've also never been kissed, never done anything sexual with anyone but myself. Hashtag Team Lefty. The closest I've gotten to even going out on a date was taking my childhood friend to prom, and that was strictly as friends. Needless to say, Andy isn't my real name. I obviously never meant for it to go this long and get this bad. As you can probably guess, I was a bit of a social outcast during my teens. It didn't get any better during my college years nor my 20s, as I spent the bulk of that time dealing with depression and social anxiety, having no money, and being stuck in a dead-end job for way too long. I didn't think highly of myself as a potential boyfriend or sexual partner for anyone, so I never tried even basic dating. Sure, I'd have a few crushes and get feelings for girls, but ultimately my self-doubt would get in the way where I'd be too nervous to make a move. Nowadays, I'm doing a lot better. I'm in therapy and taking medication to control my depression. I left that terrible job a few years ago. My social anxiety is still an issue, though. I have friends, but anything like a romantic relationship leaves me wanting to run and hide, even though I have needs like anyone else. Also, I've never even told my closest friends about still being a virgin. I'm so embarrassed by it. I think I'm finally ready to start dipping into the dating pool and having sex, but this is a major hurdle. Unfortunately, there is a lot of shame that comes with being an older virgin, especially a guy. We're an easy punchline. Sorry, Jack, virgins get more crap than bald people. It's the biggest reason why I haven't tried dating. To be honest, I would be reluctant to date a virgin my age. To be honest, I would be reluctant to date a virgin my age. Thankfully, I don't have any Scott in Arizona hang up of only wanting to be with another virgin. I'd be shocked if I encountered another virgin my age. If Scott in Arizona is out there listening and you want to give us an update, this feels like a perfect time to insert that in. That's what she said. Oh, that was a poorly timed joke for this. Sorry, that was poor taste. Is there any good way to break this news to prospective dates? Obviously, I'm not going to lead with it, but eventually it'll have to come up, and definitely before we become intimate, after which it would be pretty clear. So if you have any experience with virgins beyond your first time, are there any tips on how to deal with breaking that news? Also, any listeners who are older virgins, lost their virginity later in life, or dated a virgin with advice would be appreciated. Thanks in advance. Hashtag I'm with hers, but not in a sexual way, Andy.
So first of all, Andy, I really, really like that you chose a pseudonym that rhymes with my name. Just saying.
Yes.
I could make a joke about how your name is actually inside my name, but anyway.
Yeah, so how does Andy get to see her emails and beyond?
To see whose emails?
Nipples. We're talking about nipples.
Thank you.
Well, no, I get that, but you said
it was just
her emails.
Any emails that aren't his emails. All right, whatever. Okay, you're killing it.
Well, I think Andy has the right idea. You know, it's like, yeah, you definitely do want to talk about it before you take that step. And I think you just have to kind of feel it out and make sure that, like, you really trust this person and that, like, you're with someone that's cool. Because, I mean, I've never had an instance myself from my own personal experience. I don't think I've ever been with another virgin, even when I was one.
So,
but, yeah.
Okay. Ditto.
No, go ahead.
So what advice, though, do you have for him? Like, how can he even get over the, like, to put himself out there? Because, you know, it's hard when you've never done something before. Like, sometimes it's hard to put yourself out there. But once you kind of break the ice, then it gets a lot easier to do it again and again. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, as somebody who, you know, I don't have social anxiety, but, like, you know, anxiety and stuff myself. Like, I do know, like, that I really want to do this, but I can't, kind of feeling.
Right. Well, I get the social anxiety part. Yeah. I do have social anxiety. So I guess in that regards, it's sort of putting yourself in a position to be successful. You know, if you're going to be going into a situation with dating and things that you feel uncomfortable with, sort of finding locations that make you feel comfortable. It's like finding something where you can feel comfortable so you can – It's a step up so you can be, I don't know quite how I want to say this. I feel like I'm not expressing myself well. Someone else talk. I need to, obviously.
I think that, like, going to a safe feeling spot. But I would say, to go back a little bit before this, even when Andy was talking about how he can't even bring himself to tell his friends that, he's still a virgin and how much shame is tied up in it. I think, like, that's something to really latch on to. And I think, like, I totally get it. I empathize or sympathize. Anyway, at the same time, like, I think we know, like, intellectually that there is nothing to be ashamed of, but I get, like, emotionally how one would feel like that.
Right.
So just remind yourself of that. Also, I would say if you can't tell your friends, which your friends, like, may or may not actually know. You know, they probably know, even if you haven't told them. But sometimes it can be easier to tell, like, super intimate things like that to somebody that you don't really know.
Right. So, there's less at stake.
Well, does your therapist know?
You
know?
You don't have to worry about a stranger judging you.
Well, does your therapist definitely know?
I'm assuming the therapist probably knows. I mean, I'm sure they probably talked about that. So that's
they could do some kind of role playing with you in, like, what reactions you're afraid of happening and how you would encounter it in that situation.
But even that, sometimes that can be really awkward. Like, I don't like role playing in therapy. I find it very uncomfortable.
I don't like role playing ever.
Yeah. Oh, God.
My therapist tries to do it with me and I'm like, no, I don't like that. I don't like it.
Okay, well,
thanks, no thanks, I'll pass. Yeah, but no, but I get that. Like, I mean, even just to talk to them about it, though. But then also, like, find, maybe, like, try to go meet somebody, just, like, I don't know, somebody new. Go to a bar sometime by yourself and just, like, strike up a conversation and, I don't know, just.
Okay, so.
Or, like, somebody that you see a couple of times, just to be able, if you're looking for somebody to tell.
I have a question. Other than the obvious, you know, she'll probably kind of figure out that, you know, you're not that experienced or whatever the first time that you do it. But my question is, does she have? Do you owe her to know?
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I would say 100%. I would want to know. It's like
you would want to know, but do you have to know? That's his own private personal history.
Well,
like,
look,
nobody would sit there and ask. Like, we would be horrified if somebody, you know, had the like, what's your number conversation at, like, if
he's gonna have a better experience.
Not saying but does he owe her to tell her, like, hey,
yeah, well, because imagine if that were you, yes, and like you have sex with someone you really like for the first time, and then after the fact he's like, oh, that was my first time and I didn't trust you enough to tell you before we did it. Like, wouldn't that really, that would hurt me, and then I'd really reevaluate if
no,
I wanted
being
to be
lied
the
to
if
would
they
hurt.
Didn't trust
being,
me.
Being lied to and then finding out after would hurt me, but if it was omitted and then it was, like, told fairly within a reasonable period of time after, then I would be fine with it personally. It was the lying thing that would get to me, I think.
I think it's just, okay, especially for your first time, like you really do need to build the trust. And again, if you have social anxiety, it's building a space where you feel comfortable. And I think you really, both parties need to know what they're about to enter into. And I think absolutely, yeah, like if you don't feel comfortable telling this person that you're a virgin before you sleep together, that's probably not a person you should be sleeping with.
Right, exactly. I just think that the overall experience is going to be better if that's out there. And then the other person can either be like, oh my God, I don't want to have sex with a virgin. You're like, okay, well then I definitely am glad I didn't have sex with you.
Right.
Or they can show themselves to be a caring person that shows you the ropes and, like, knows, you know, that, yeah, it's kind of a big deal. So,
right, right.
Honestly, if you're in
like,
a...
just like,
what's that?
Oh, that's Jess. Hey, Daniel, can you turn that down, please?
Honestly, if you're in a you know, decent, trusting relationship with somebody, then they probably won't be like, no, I don't want to do it with you because you're a virgin, like, you know.
Well, exactly. So let them know. I just think that the overall,
it's a lot of worrying,
the end result, the end result is going to be better if you disclose that. But don't like do it the first time you meet them. Like, get to know them a little bit.
Yeah.
Have them get to know you. Like, you kind of like each other. That you've built up that, you know, that you like each other. And just like Amanda was saying, that you kind of like start to trust each other. And then I think that you just out
so
with
you're
it.
You're advocating for a relationship instead of like a one night stand kind of thing.
Whatever. Like, if one night stand, sure. And actually, if it's a one night stand, then that person maybe doesn't have to know. But,
right. But at the same point, I think that's like what you want your first time to be, yeah, like at this point, like you just, it kind of sounds like he doesn't just want to get it over with for over with sake. It's sort of like, how can I ease into this and how can I do this? So I think it's like, he just needs to decide, like neither one is bad. It's just like, how do you want to do it?
I would actually say from his email, I don't think that we can necessarily say which scenario he prefers, because mm-hmm. I could see a clear case for the just like sort of quote unquote wanting to get it over with, just so that like next time you can kind of move on and not feel quite as inexperienced. And I think that they're both fine, and I do think that maybe they could be approached differently, but I guess if you have a lot of social anxiety in the first place, then it might be more difficult to meet someone that you're just going to take home that night. There's a certain, like,
right, and I think I sort of read into it because he's gone so far in life having not had sex that maybe at this point, a one night stand to like just get it over with kind of isn't as appealing. But I think
it doesn't sound like he was waiting because he wanted to be something special. He was waiting
because
he was socially anxious about it. So,
right.
If anybody out there has any advice for Andy, they would be, this I think is a great kind of one. We're looking for our next big topic, since nobody wants to tell us their first time stories anymore. Help us create a first time story for Andy so he can write back with it.
And also, Andy, just for the record, I know that just like Amanda, I had said that I've never been with a virgin. That doesn't mean that I would never want to. Like, if I were single, I would totally think that would be a fun life experience. So don't think that there aren't women out there that, you know, that people are going to scoff at that. Like, yeah, it's fine.
And, you know, you guys might even just be at a point where she doesn't care, you know, like.
Well, but that's, yep. It's like simultaneously, sex is like simultaneously such a big deal, but also not a big deal at all. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you would find most women you probably would find interesting and attractive probably wouldn't have a problem with it. I feel like if you're a good heart that you would, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a reason that there's a whole like subgenre of porn that's about like teaching and, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this is definitely something that a lot of you out there can offer some advice on. And we're also going to put the call out again for a Scott in Arizona update if you are listening to our show.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I feel like this is part one of several conversations on the topic.
Yes. Yes. So stay tuned. If you have any advice or feedback for Andy, you can email us at broadcasters3@gmail.com or you can give us a call 331-276-2373. That's 331-BROADS3. We have one more email, but I vote that we save that one for next week. We have two more emails. I say we save the longer one for next week. And we finish this puppy out on an email from our good friend Maggie.
Okay, just to entice the listeners, I will say that the email we're skipping is fucking awesome.
It is fucking
I love
awesome.
It. It is pretty
I fun. Love it very much, but it will be actually a really nice email for the anniversary podcast. Very sort of
fun. Yes. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Okay, we'll make a note to make sure that we'll do it live.
Yes.
Hi, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. It feels like it's been so long since you released an episode. I missed you. Hope you had a good week off. I just put the subscription to OMG Yes in my budget. Happy birthday to me.
Yes!
Also, once school gets out and I have more time, I might need help with my online dating profile. I would like your help if you don't mind. Sorry for the short email. Just realized how tired I am. Night, night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm super happy for Maggie. I saw on Facebook she paid off her debt. Like,
that is awesome.
A lot
I'm
of money.
So impressed in- and in awe. And like, I bow down. Yeah. I bow down.
And she's worked her
How
ass
did
off.
I miss this?
She had like three jobs at one point. Like, I'm so happy and so excited for her. And now she has more money for OMG Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, you
Everybody
know how I miss
wins.
This. No, we are friends. How did I? Anyway, okay. Move yeah. on.
So, teasers for next week. We've got an email called Trump Voters. We've got the Why I Was Behind email from Matt. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 voicemails and a follow-up email from Lori.
With a lot of emojis.
With a lot of emojis. And I believe it involves pineapples and vagina is one of them. So, there's your teaser for next week or the following week. That's what's coming up on this season 2 of the broadcast. Are we going to do a season? Are we going to do season 1 or 2? I mean, I can still episode numbers.
I mean, tell us what you want to do. You're the one that does it.
Yeah.
You tell us.
We could still do episode numbers, but we could like call it our second season in some fashion.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm torn.
Yeah. We can brainstorm.
We can brainstorm.
Yeah.
Take
this combo offline.
If anybody has any requests for off-season shows, because we are going to have a period in July when Shandy and I are both traveling a lot. I'm going to be in London June 27th through July 3rd. And then Shandy, you're gone for like 3 weeks in July. So it's going to be a little bit of a odd schedule for July, but we still want to put some stuff out there, whether they're short topical ones like the Big Little Lies feedback one, or was it Big Little Lies?
Okay.
Maybe we do one focusing on Wonder Woman, or we're going to want to do Handmaid's Tale, right?
Yep. Yes. Watch the first episode tonight.
Okay,
guys,
cool.
I'm so into it.
I have only watched one episode as well, but I do want to read the book. I don't know if that's going to happen before or after London, but we will figure this all out. But we would
read this on a flight. Look how short that book is.
Can I borrow that book?
I was thinking I was going to try and read it.
Oh, okay. You read it then. Anyway, we want to hear from you guys and what you're going to listen to. So, because we don't want to do like shorter shows or topical shows, whatever, if it's something that nobody's really into. Like that's true. Not fun. I mean, right. They might especially be fun for us, but you know, we want to.
Well, right. If a tree falls in the forest, does anyone care?
Yeah, we want you to care about our trees and our nipples.
Our emails. Yes. We want you to care about our emails.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And especially if we're watching like 10 hours of TV for
especially around risen emails. We want you to care.
Yes. And even if you're not, we can figure something out. Like they're just throwing out ideas. I do want to do some kind of clip thing or whatever for the middle of the summer. I just know July is going to be kind of tough for all of us and probably tough for most of you because everybody goes on vacation this summer anyway. But yeah, that's what we'd really like to know, what you guys want to hear versus whatever. And so give us your favorite moments and all that crap and blah blah blah, emails, stories, advice, stuff.
This is your field of dreams moment. If you build it, we will come.
Yes,
that's right.
That's right. Anyway, we'll hope to all see you all on Wednesday the 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time live. Flag Day. That was my original due date with Zach.
That would have been a very patriotic birthday.
Yeah, that's all right. He came on Friday the 13th anyway, under a full moon.
That's probably better. Nice.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty cool. Yes. That's Jana's birthday, June 14th. More unique. So. Anyway, on that note, while we have a reasonably length show that people might listen to, any last words, guys?
It's nice to be back.
Yay!
It is. That felt like a very long break, but it was nice. It was like the kicking off the summer.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I needed a little bit of a break. I was getting pretty burnt out. So, yeah. Good. Awesome. Yeah. Yes. All right, guys, on that note, wish me luck with a 3-year-old birthday party.
Good luck. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Woo! All right, guys.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see. All right, on that note, My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right. Peace, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.